Hello and welcome to a moment to muse in the English language with me, Veronica Hicks, in a little corner of a foreign field that I call Hicksville. And today I could spend the whole time raving about how wonderful the jazz looks at this time of year. The light is so bright and golden, the late crops of alfalfa are refreshing green, and something quite magical has happened this summer. A few years ago, I planted a few wild cyclamens. Someone had given them to me from his garden, those little lilac ones. And it had been slim pickings for quite a while. Suddenly, about 3 weeks ago, they have burst up out of the earth in their thousands. Everywhere you look, little lilac flowers. So no matter how ghastly the news, I just have to look at them and the yellow autumn crocuses, and all is well. On Saturday, I went to that Saxy Kruner concert at Mazdovino, which I flagged up last week, and it was great. The star of the show was particularly good at singing like Serge Gainsbourg, and there was a great electric guitarist. The band, I found out, comes from Dax, and they never stop gigging. Next up, 11th of October and 3rd of November at the Prohibido Club in Biarritz, in case you happen to be there. Otherwise, it's a quiet week for concerts, but from the 3rd, that's today, till the 7th, they're having a mini film festival in Osh at the Stripey Cinema 32, which you pass when you drive into Osh. It never ceases to amaze me that for €5.50 you can see all the latest films at the same time as you would see them in Paris or London, at a quarter of the price. What a privilege. Also this week in Osh, they're having some serious chats about rugby and how it came to be such a part of life in this part of the world. Anyone would have thought they had invented it. No mention of where it originated from, of course. Well, personally, I love the fact that the Japanese are so into it. They always seem to me to be a restrained, physically delicate people, but there's absolutely nothing delicate about these guys. Samurai rugby players. Looking through the week's news, I came across a very dishy man called Bernard Montfort. He has a sort of Cruella de Vil white bit in the front of his hair and very white teeth. And he's a bit of a raconteur. In fact, on Saturday night at the Café des Sports in Lectoure, he'll be spelling out a thriller, a whodunit, while guests tuck into their food. It promises to be very immersive. For the moment you enter, you have to keep your ears and eyes open because clues are everywhere, and guests will be divided into sleuthing groups. Who will solve the mystery? So that's Poirot in Lectoure this Saturday. If you want to know more, 0562 268708. Otherwise, there's a big vide grenier in Florence on Sunday to 6 under the Arles, and coincidentally, they've also got a big furniture fair on Saturday and Sunday, but that's more for the modern stuff, I think. It's amazing how this place has changed since I first arrived. Jogging? Did anyone do that 30 years ago? No. But now you see little old ladies with their Scandinavian sticks marching forth, leaving the men at home to put their lunch into the microwave. So many changes, except for the fact that there's still this tranquility, which is so rare these days. So let's just keep that to ourselves. And on that very happy note, I wish you a good week and see you next time.